what it is, Brad Lee back again with a special edition of Dropping Bombs with my man, Richard Dolan. And if you're in France, it's Richard.
I like that.
What's happening, sir?
Man, it's so good to see you again.
Likewise. I've taken the advantage of dragging you into the studio because you're in town.
I love that.
And I'm like, dude, number one, you were a fan favorite last time. Number two, you can come off the cuff with freaking wisdom and bombs. So it's going to be a constant carpet bomb session.
I like carpet bombs better than carpet burns.
Yes. And more importantly, I know that you and I are collaborating on an event here at my studios, my training center downstairs in leather recliners and the whole high end, intimate, small gathering, 60 seats max. And I want to talk about the event. So number one, we can sell some tickets to the audience, but number two, maybe we can drop some bombs for the audience because I got a lot of entrepreneurs listening. Folks, we're going to be having an event where we're talking to people and showing people in a 2-day workshop exactly how to become more polished, more influential. Literally leveling up game. Like if you're a CEO, you're an executive and you're out talking to your employees, you want to be a better leader, you want to be more influential, you want to be more polished, you want to level up your game. This whole program was designed exactly for it. And it's mainly, you know, you. I know I'm going to be there and I'm going to add to it, but it's your curriculum at the end of the day because you're Mr. Polish. You're like me, all polished and lacquered up.
Oh man. Are you talking about I'm glowing again? I didn't powder my nose or get myself scrubbed.
Well, I might say something like, hey guys, let me tell you fucking, this is the easiest way to tell you, like, just get going. But you'll say, well, listen, I can tell you that inside, deep down, we're all instrumental in perpetuating the high quality image that we carry. But what we really need to do is completely redesign ourselves from the inside out in order to do that. Like, you're polished.
But you see, what's amazing about what you're saying, Brad, is that we all can be. It's just that do you opt in to doing so? And we are really, in fact, instruments for communication in the environments we're in. There's great times to drop F-bombs, and there's sometimes not so great times to be dropping F-bombs.
I need to learn that.
I don't think there's much you need to learn because you're a real, true embodiment of just, in fact, doing the right thing all the time. That's why we call you the real Bradley, not the sometimes real Bradley. But I got to tell the folks who are listening, especially the Bomb Squad, what's particularly amazing about this conversation is this came out of us doing just this. Having a chat, you getting to know me and I getting to know you. And after learning much about your mission with Real Success, where you've taken all the years you've been really truly going through into the school of hard knocks and learning firsthand what it took to build a mindset,
yep,
the skill set, and to really, if I dare say, codify the habits it took that you embody today, but you took it the hard way. I mean, you took the tough route, is that embodies all the mechanics, if it were, inside of what it means to be really successful.
Yeah.
So for the folks who are listening and hearing us talk about communication and persuasion and influence and polish, dare I say, we all are really truly just instruments for impact. Whether you sell things, whether you're a father, a mother, whether even if you just lay down solar panels for a living or sell great financial services, whatever it might be, the way in which you communicate, both with voice, with eyes, body, and tenure, and vocabulary, body language, it all communicates to people. So what's amazing about you, and for the folks who are listening, lean in hard, because here's one of the discoveries I made about you, Brad, is that you have dialed in, and many people must too, the ability to make people feel safe. It is one of the most important requirements of communicating with people powerfully, gracefully, with a sense of magic and ease, but also equally power. So when you put people at ease, then what ends up happening is that part of the brain that's always looking for threat, always concerned about uncertainty, and always, and I do mean always, concerned about the uncertainty of what comes next, you put people at peace. That's why talking to you is easy. That's why listening to you is easy. And a lot of people deserve that too. You get okay. What I'm saying?
Sure. And that's all wonderful and good. But I'm not a consultant to the royal family.
True.
I'm not a consultant to the brands that you've been involved with, like Pagani and, you know, Remy, like the world's largest brands and companies. They've got you in their ear. They've got you coaching and consulting them on these things. They don't have the real Brad Lee. Why?
Well, A, you've never made it your focus to build
a portfolio. I disagree. Yeah. I believe because you, my friend, are very polished and professional.
True. No dispute.
And if I, and again, I'm going to this 2-day event, the whole thing, I'll be there.
That's right.
I don't speak at it. I'm going to be there in the chair with people taking notes most of the time. Then I'm going to get up and share what I think I know. But I need to level up my game. Mm. We all do. There's people right now that run a construction company thinking, I don't give a shit. Dude, I'm telling you, you want to grow and scale your organization. You want to attract better people. You want to attract more A players. You got to be an A player.
Mm.
People ask me, you know, how do you attract great people? And I said, you know, because I'm around a lot of people like yourself and, you know, great people. And the observation I made is you have to be one.
Mm.
You attract them by being one. How do I find my perfect soulmate? You become the perfect soulmate.
Right.
You want the best female you've ever had in your entire life? Become the best person you've ever become in your entire life. So that's how you do it. You attract it. So what excited me about it is like, dude, your resume chokes a horse. Your Rolodex, by the way, for us young folks, that means your contacts. Your Rolodex is massive. Okay. You're friends with all the celebrities, all the freaking highfalutin politicians. I mean, Oprah Winfrey. I mean, I'm not a fan of all the people that you done business with, so I won't name a few, but Oprah Winfrey's one of them. The Clintons, LeBron James. Like, I'm just thinking a few, because there's a bunch. Mike Tyson.
Sure.
Like, it goes on and on and on and on and on. Someone goes to your website, they're like, damn, who is this dude? How come, you know, well, that's why. Because I was going somewhere with that. Why am I not consulting all of those guys on this particular subject?
Well, I think, first of all, when you start to use iron in the bag, if we were to be golfing, let's just imagine we head out to the links, and the golf game is the metaphor for life, and you're really just used to using the 9-iron, and you're using it on long shots and short shots and even like 10-foot shots. I mean, you could get by the game, but you've got to consider that there's so many other great tools in the arsenal. There's the 8-iron and the 7 and the 6. You see where this is going. You've got drivers, putters, sand wedges, and an assortment of tools.
You're making an assumption. All I got's a driver, baby.
Well, I understand, because you like going long.
Dude, I go driver only.
I know, real
Bradley.
That's why
I'm going to this event, though.
But I love that. But back to the point, and the analogy is that when you start to understand and master and build prowess with the other tools in your arsenal, like communicating and listening, gesturing, understanding the lexicon and the use of language, you begin to not only get a better game, you get to challenge yourself differently in it. So I got to make this clear for you, and especially the listeners and those who are watching. When it comes to working with celebrities, icons, legends, and what I've come to call gods of culture and commerce, it wasn't because they were drawn to me, but I was attracted to playing that game. It was just a game I played, saying that if I can help reinvent Mike Tyson's relationship to the future, if I can work with past presidents and or reinvent broadcasters, what would that look like as an advisor? And when you speak with the profoundness of both clarity and power, which all in that, in the 2 days we'll spend together in your incredible state-of-the-art training center, what I've come to learn is people begin to build different games. Because if you're the only thing between where you are and what you want to achieve, and we know this inside your real success formula and the model, your, dare I say, operating system, if you can make it faster, better, stronger, and more consistently performing in a way that's both ethical but also predictable, then what would you do with that? So that's where speaking, conversing, whether one-to-one or one-to-few or one-to-many, this isn't about just being a speaker, right, Brad? And we talked about this. Not everyone needs to be a speaker. Not everyone wants to be on a stage. Not everyone needs to be the guy, the person that they think matches the legend in their mind. Because, of course, we're all left to our own thinking that we're all living legends in our mind. It's about, hey, how can I really get through to my son? You know, how do I really make sure that I communicate 100%? And I mean, not just with words and the way in which you orate, but also in which you are listening, engaging, and dealing with your own self-talk. So some of the things that we've come to learn and appreciate, just given my 30 years of doing this, is the two days will be working together with everyone in attendance is not just because I'm great at what I've done, but I've perfected what I've been doing for 30 years. It infused with your knowledge and your expertise in the same domain. We're going to be giving people a lot of insight.
So who can benefit the most? So the listeners can go, that's me.
I love it. Well, here's what we're standing for. Here's the brand promise of what we are now coming to call real influence. Those 2 days are going to cause irreversible transformation in your relationship to the way you communicate and are heard. If you can really get with
which is my way of saying, it's going to elevate your game.
100%. I mean,
it's going to bring you from freaking, you know, a badass to a freaking badass.
100%. Or back to the metaphor, stop playing the game of golf, if it were, with just one club. You've got so much in the arsenal. There's so many other irons in the bag. You can learn how to really craft your game and enjoy playing the game.
But explain, because if I was listening to this, I'd be like, yeah, this dude's slick, but what am I going to learn?
Let's break down just one compartment. You know, I was just in the other room with you in your office. You were leading an incredible workshop for hundreds of people that are attending one of your workshops, one of your great gatherings, the revolution, dare I say. Yep. And it's an amazing movement that
the rev2024.com, just a coaching group.
A little plug. Got to show
showing people how to get there.
But what I appreciate about the time that you spent with the hundreds of folks that were there for you and Andy is that everyone in that room really do just want to, in fact, get past whatever their mindset is. So let me just share with you one part, just one little small little snippet of a breakthrough and the source of how people get to communicate differently. Let me walk with it. If I were to ask anybody that when you're in front of one person, many, or thousands, what's the number one thing that stops you in your tracks? And I mean dead in your tracks when it comes to being fully you, fully expressed.
Fear of judgment.
Very good. And that's the first of the three, what I've come to call the keepers. And it's a part of the way the mental construct is built. So in our, as we talked just the other day about, in our subconscious, unconsciously, there are three keepers that are a part of our mental construct that just simply keep you safe. That's all they're designed to do. And yeah, that's right.
So you're teaching us confidence.
That's right. Close. I'm teaching you how to get acquainted with the source of what stops us. Because when you're stopped, and Brad, you know this, having worked with thousands of students across all of your real models, whether it's real success, real money, real mindset, and all the rest of it, is that ultimately, if you can't get to the source of success, you'll always be chasing success. You know this. I got this. So when it comes to understanding the source of the breakdown, where I get to get stuck, small, or even downright stalled, that's when people need guys like us to chat them through and pump them up. So when we get to the source of what gets you stuck, playing small, or back to the getting all stalled, you then get to understand that judgment is the first one. The next,
but that's what it is. It's fear of judgment.
100%.
So for the regular simple folks listening, that's who I communicate with.
I love it.
Dude, you're going to come to this thing and get past the fear of judgment.
Now, by the way,
you're going to get a little self-confidence. You're going to grow in your faith.
You're going to get clear as to where the judgment's coming from. So if I were to ask one of our students, where is the judgment coming from? It's generally going to be parents, spouses, and or someone else. The second keeper is ego. So ego is generally like, you know what, I can be better than this. And they actually get in their own way. Ego is the sense of self-concept. So ego oftentimes keeps people at bay as well.
Yeah.
That's partly why people don't play all the way, go all the way.
I always say, ego is not your amigo.
Oh, I like that. Ego is not your amigo. That's a good bumper sticker. So between judgment, that's a keeper, keeps you small, stuck, and safe. Ego keeps you small, stuck, and safe. The last is actually fear. Downright, I don't want to get this wrong. I don't want to look like an idiot. I don't want to drop the ball. I don't want to be judged and or have my ego jump at me. I'm just going to stay out. So that's what we call Jeff, J-E-F, judgment, ego, fear. So in the workshop, in the 2 days, we get right straight to the psychology of communicating, influencing.
Which will allow me to stop fearing judgment.
Oh, at least unpack what holds you back.
Grow a pair.
If you need a pair, but
again, I mean, there's people out there, dude. They're hearing exactly what you're saying. That's me. And that's what stops a lot of people that I recognize. They are afraid of other people's judgment. They don't have any confidence and they don't know how to necessarily change it. And they're introverted almost. And then I've even seen extroverted people, but when they walk into a room, they still got that fear. So they don't really become authentically them. No. They don't own the room.
No.
They don't own the room.
The room owns them.
Dude, do you want to own the room when you walk into it?
I'll give you an example of something.
That's what I'm going to teach.
Dude, I love what you're saying.
Own the room.
You got me excited.
I own the room when I walk in. I don't care who's in there.
That's a bomb. If I were to be there, I'd be dropping a bomb. Could you drop a bomb? Oh, I like that.
Own the room. You want to learn how to own the room. You want to learn how to influence people. You want to learn how to grow out of the fear of judgment, gain confidence, and walk around like you own the place. Come to this event.
Now that brings up the next one, something that you're being found guilty of all the time and a lot of the fanfare and the followers that follow you quite faithfully, and that is charisma. And so what you're touching on, when you own a room, it's an actual phenomenon of charisma.
You think you can teach that?
100%. It's a trainable trait.
You can teach charisma?
1,000%.
I always thought you were born with it.
You could, and we're talking about hairlines and good chisel looks, but I'm not talking about that. When it comes to charisma, brother, it comes down to the way in which you generate connection and connectivity. So
it also goes back to confidence too.
1,000%.
Again, I mean, when I see charismatic people, they're not insecure.
No.
They got a little sense of humor. They're themselves. They almost just seem, the word I keep going back to is confidence.
Right. But back to your statement about,
maybe we should call this real confidence.
You know what? That's probably a smarter idea. Real confidence is getting to the source of what it is that's going to have you walk in the room. Because you said it earlier on, Brad, it's not about coming into the room and owning me. Once you get past owning yourself, you can get into owning the room. And when the room feels you, that's charisma. Who is that guy? Look at her swagger. I understand. I felt her in here before I even heard her. That's where the whole statement of what you say, I hear, but how you left me, it keeps repeating. The notion of where charisma makes an impact is where you're memorable, right? You're someone that's burned an impression in one's mind. And that's important in sales, influence, omnipresence, social media marketing, or just simply making a name for yourself.
So where were you? Like, how did this all start for you? You're Canadian, yeah?
I am Canadian, yes.
Now, you were in Canada running around talking about what's up, eh?
Yeah, what's up, eh? And what's going on with the Leafs there, eh? And all that kind of
good
stuff.
You know why they say A after everything.
I don't know why.
It's the way the country's spelled.
That's true, eh?
Do you know how you spell it?
How is it spelled?
C-A-N-A-D-A.
Well, we do love our vowels, so I wouldn't knock
Canada. So you're up in Canada. Mm-hmm. Like, you born into a rich family where you were sent to finishing. No. So this is almost like finishing school for regular folks.
That's well said. I mean, no, look, man, I was born and raised in Toronto, and I was built on Bay Street, but grew up on Wall Street. So I was a
rich family
guy. No, rich man. I'm not the.
How did you learn to be so polished?
Well, I think a big part of what helps you become polished is the environment you're in. So what was lucky for me was I fell into the financial services business. I watched the movie Wall Street. We've talked about this once before. I saw Gordon Gekko, heard greed was good, and I wanted to be in that business. So at a very young age, I chose to be in the financial services business, in the stock brokerage business, at a time when the internet wasn't around and you had to run tickets for trades up and down a hallway. So for me, being in that environment required being polished. It required fitting in. But truth be told, I was a high school dropout. I did not go to college or university. And at that time, I didn't want to be found out. So I needed to dress the part, look the part, speak the part, listen the part.
How did you learn it, though?
Emulation, right?
You just identified people that acted that way and emulation. Said, let me do that.
Yeah, don't know what emulation looks like. Just end up putting on in the next drive you've got the favorite song that always gets you lit and watch yourself sing to it. That's emulating. You'll sing, your tonality, your tempo, even your heart rate will match that of the singer. So for me, I just emulated. I didn't want to be found out, as in this guy does not belong here. He's not a part of the Lucky Sperm Club. He's not a part of the Kosher Nostra. No offense to anybody, and hope none taken. But the reality is I didn't want to be found out. So I wanted to fit in. I wanted to fit in real seamlessly. And that was hard. Because
did it work?
It worked for a long period of time, because what I began to realize is that if I get trained in areas that gets me better at what I'm already doing to fit in, I can stay in. And that's why I stayed in the industry as long as I did. And that's why I perfected what I was doing. What's interesting is that as I was in the financial services business and my superiors want to weaponize my ability because I was driven to sell, they would ship me off to workshops and conferences. That's how I got to meet Tony Robbins and Deepak Chopra and Zig Ziglar and all these others that were at a time the greatest minds at the time offering training in these domains. So I got to perfect the craft and I got to galvanize my gifts. And in doing that, that's when I began to realize I can take what I've always was born with, which we've all got, and make them just even stronger. You've said that many times before, Brad. Don't work on your weaknesses, because it's only going to make you have stronger weaknesses, right? Focus on the strengths you've got and make them stronger. So for me, that's where it started all those years ago. So for us in the workshop, what's cool is that you fast forward, and I found myself on stages and speaking alongside of really great people. What I began to do is get trained in developing myself, readying for bigger stages. And in that training, I took great note, as you heard me say the other day in the hallways right here at Lightspeed headquarters. I began to codify what made me who I am, so I can share that with my team, fellow staff members, friends, colleagues, asking, hey, can I get to speak like you? And I said, well, let me just show you what I did so you can do it too. So those 2 days that we'll spend took me 31 years to write. And it's only going to take us two days to give people the results that I get to embody today.
I know, but you keep saying speak, and I want people to realize it's not about speaking. You should say act.
Act, converse.
It's almost like it's not acting like acting class, but the closest thing I can get to it, if I were trying to just keep it simple for dummies like me, it's leveling up your game, or at least giving you the skill to command a room, control the room, and not be nervous to start and build relationships, influence people. Really?
Absolutely.
Dude, you can use it in sales. If you're a sales professional, I guarantee you want to be here, because you can take what he's going to teach. And I would say we are going to teach, because again, I am bringing some value. The reason I keep giving a lot of the credit to yours, because I know that you, that 31 year curriculum is part of it. 100%. And that is I'm there to learn that, to raise my game. So again, folks, salespeople, they should be sold out the second all the salespeople in my audience hear this. Like, there's only 60 seats. Every one of them should be sold out by salespeople. Every one of them should be sold out by any entrepreneur, because an entrepreneur needs to sell people, influence people, persuade people on their dreams, working for them, their core values, their visions. It should be anybody that wants to speak, build a brand, anybody that owns a business, anybody that freaking just wants to own the damn room. I don't even know how much to say it, but if they're not already convinced, I don't know how to convince them.
Well, we said this at the top of this conversation, that what the brand promise was that we're going to cause irreversible transformation in the way in which you communicate and are heard. And so in there is, of course, speaking is one of the instruments of communication, but so is the way in which your eyes move, the way in which you listen, you're able to create memory recall, and how you're able to, what we call, not just repeat and recycle, but regenerate what you've heard, so that the other person, in fact, has gotten the experience of being understood and interpreted according to the way in which they intended. So all these parts make up over the 2 days. We're going to get people on stage. We're going to get them in front of rooms. We're going to get them confronting fears in a compressed fashion. We're going to have them understand where to locate voice, volume, projection, and projecture. You know, just this morning, I was with my friend who's just sitting over here, Andrea. We were in a hotel lobby, very busy, of course, in Vegas. They're always big and they build them that way. But it was crowded. And I mean, it was flooded with noise. And I needed to call the attention of someone without causing a disruptive voice in the room. And I was able to speak in such a way. And you were right there. You saw that. I spoke low, but it flowed and it got them. And I brought him right over. This guy must have been at least 200 yards away. So when that happened, how do you do that? How do you call a waiter without feeling yourself is going to be interrupting the entire world? How do you get to cut through without disrupting the world?
Now that's like the finishing school part I was talking about. How do you level up your game and become a little bit more polished, a little bit more classy?
Absolutely. But
if you want to be.
But I got a shirt untucked. I'm not even buttoned up here. I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what I wear. I am the player. And I can go anywhere. Same with you in a t-shirt. We're keeping it real because we know where it's coming from and what the intention is. So to really wield that power with grace and ease is to understand how to communicate, converse, chat, or just banter with people, but in a powerful way that moves two people, you and them. Does that make sense?
Yes. Tell the listeners who should be coming. Name like specifically, if you're this, come.
I mean, if you're anyone that really understands that the minute you speak, the world reacts, whether you're in sales, marketing, whether you're creating content and or advertising, whether you're out there door knocking or hoping to God that you're going to find someone new to sell to or sell with, your ability to, in fact, communicate, converse, network, and connect in a meaningful way, this will matter to you. So if you're in sales, if you're in marketing, if you're someone who runs a business, an entrepreneur, if you've built a business, need to recruit, if you're training your people or wishing to have your people emulate you because you know they're an extension of your corporate and business ethos, you got to know that you're it. People are going to speak like you, walk like you, breathe like you, project like you. So you want to perfect those talents so that as they go out in the world, you've got yourself a very scalable team.
Hey, and again, that you just pretty much named my whole entire audience. So if we don't sell 60 tickets, I'm going to freaking shut down the show because that means that I got a bunch of fake listeners.
Well, listen,
because you just named everybody that listens to me.
And by the way, and everyone's really good at listening, but passively. And I really want to invite every single person listening to the show right now. And that's this, is that when I was in the position you're in, I've heard people speak and I've gone to every workshop, every conference. I've stormed across every burning bed of coals. I've gone through every single workshop that's imaginable to mankind. And I can promise you something. The only difference between the fact that I attended them and the fact that you've heard about them is I've perfected my application of them. And as you and I both know, the only moment that matters is that when rubber meets pavement, you get somewhere. Right, we talked about that just yesterday. So for me, my promise to everybody is that should you come to this workshop for 2 days, I promise you that there is no way you'll recognize the person you'll become leaving at the end of the two.
Not to mention, dude, there's going to be 59 other people that are entrepreneurs, like-minded badasses looking to do the same thing. So it's a networking event as well.
Absolutely. I
mean, plus, we're going to go have cigars, have a little din-din. We're sitting in leather recliners with a whole LED wall. We got freaking structure. We got frameworks. We've got handouts. We've got fucking takeaways.
You got workbooks. We're going to be filming you before and after when you, in fact, converse and chat and banter. So you'll be able to see measurably the difference between who you were and who you'll never be again.
That's the cool part.
It's going to be rad. I mean, yeah, the reality,
you can measure it.
Oh, totally. We got VR goggle exercise in there so we can compress what's called your fears with that which, in fact, you fear. We're going to be outside. We're going to be understanding volume projection. You're going to be rediscovering all the God-given talents that you've got and the gifts you've been born with. And you're going to, in fact, weaponize them.
And by the way, when is it?
We're going to be doing this on May 29th and June 1st. It's the final weekend of May right here in Las Vegas.
29th of June. 29th. No, 29th of May.
That's correct.
29th of May, folks. Listen, if you're not convinced, DM me the word influence or something so I know about you and I will convince you in the chat. Or, you know, go click the link, look in the show notes. Look at the thing. There's probably something happening. If there's not, I got to fire someone on my team. But folks, if you're interested, find it. Bradlee.com. You can reach out to me. You can reach out to Rich Dolan. At, what's your at?
My at is Richard.Dolan. It's D as in Delta, O-L-A-N.
At Richard.Dolan.
Yeah. That's Instagram. That's my at. Or if you're talking about website, it's RichardDolan.com.
Yeah, either way. But you'll find us if you're looking for us. I hope you see you there. And by the way, some tickets, because we were going to do it before, are already sold. So there's only probably 40.
Yeah, we're probably under almost halfway there. So I'm delighted that we're doing, because we're a bit of a lab approach. We're not looking to fill a coliseum and hope that we can transform everybody. We are going to be total hands-on. Every person in that room will be touched. Every person will be worked with. Every person will have their own personal breakthrough in their relationship to having real influence, real charisma, real confidence.
Hey, and by the way, see how professional and smooth that is?
Come on now.
And we get to hang out, smoke cigars. Folks, listen, if this doesn't convince you, I don't blame you, but I would hope that anyone listening to the show that was described by me or him will pull the trigger. It's not, you got time. We're dropping this way early. Pull the trigger, make a reservation, bring your significant other to Vegas, have some fun and freaking build some relationships and level up your game. Rich, let's go get some food.
Let's do it.
Folks, till next time, keep it real.